morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning and welcome to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. The past week we had a pre-recorded show. We didn't have a live show, but we're back.
We have a live show.
Last week?
Yeah, you were not there.
No, you were in Vegas last week.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We were going to have a...
How soon you forget.
We were going to have a live show from Vegas, but the place was booked. I had a patient, Sherry. I was going to have her join me in the beautiful broadcasting place, but mm-hmm. then they have booked it already, so we didn't have a live show then. Yes.
But we're back, and we're back to prove that chronic disorders are curable and can be cured. We've been proving this for the past 3 years on radio, live, with hundreds and hundreds of case histories. I know a couple weeks ago you had Doreen on the show, is that correct?
Oh, yes, And that's your friend, okay?
Yes.
With the skin, hardening of the skin.
Scleroderma. Why don't you summarize it, Dr. Tong?
Yeah, so she had 9 years of problem and been to many doctors that take steroids, drugs, the morphine, Vicodin, a lot of pain. She has been doing real well on no drugs since the second or third treatment, mm-hmm. something like this, okay?
Right.
And now her skin is much more resilient.
It's softer.
Mm-hmm. She just came in yesterday. I think she had lost some stress and did something wrong, and her arm feel tough. And after one injection, it softened just right in front of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Not kidding.
It's amazing.
And she can see that, she feel right away that the arm become mm-hmm. like soft before it was like hard.
Right. And she's young, so I think she's more receptive to your treatment. She has more energy and chi to let the treatment help her.
She and her mother also mm-hmm. understands mm-hmm. Our philosophy. It's not a philosophy. Understand how nature works mm-hmm. is learning it. Mm-hmm. Because the cure problem is really the responsibility of the patient.
Mm-hmm. It's two parts.
We can reverse the disease process, the mind-body blockage that causes a symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But then to maintain the blockage open, to maintain the mind and body connected, okay? Yeah, all of us had to learn to eat right, to reduce stress,
right.
And learn about feng shui, mm-hmm. okay? And learn about how you can balance your energy around you. Okay,
and that's where astrology and numerology comes in too, because this is where you realize what you need to place importance of in life instead of
priority.
Exactly.
Okay, you put the energy around you right. Okay, mm-hmm. You as an organ in your family, in your business, will automatically lead to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding, I'm not saying that you avoid 100%, but believe me, I've seen
your
enough.
Tendencies.
Well, I mean, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Yes.
Like currently, your mom's involved in a lawsuit. We told her already that she's going to be more prone. Any female elder this year, okay?
The head of the female.
The head of the female household, okay? Is going to have more problem with legal problem, nuisance problem, fraudulent problem, and stuff like that, okay? How do you avoid it, okay? Put a red rug in the southwest direction of your house. And also focus. Don't do so many things. When you're tired, when your chi is not with your body, then the other best spirit is going to go in the system and
it'll
take
over.
It'll affect you more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She had many legal problems and she continued to be not focused. And that's a problem. Yes.
Yes. Well, she does too much.
Yes.
Anyway, let's get to our first guest today, Albert. Is Albert there?
Hi.
Hi, Albert.
Hi, Albert.
Welcome to our show.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great.
You're great.
I can't believe it.
You cannot.
Albert, what?
Hello?
Yes.
I came to you last Tuesday.
Yes.
And, Wednesday it was. And from the parking lot to get to the elevator, I had to stop once because my legs hurt so much from my back. I have stenosis and some bad discs, some herniated discs.
Spinal stenosis, right?
Spinal stenosis. This is what they tell me anyway.
Okay,
the MRI and the X-rays.
Yes.
And I really was skeptical about coming to you, but I'm desperate. So
yes. So is everybody else.
I said, well, I'm going to go anyway.
Yes.
And I took that treatment you gave me, and I couldn't get out of the chair when I first got there without pulling myself up on something. And after the treatment, I could stand up with minimal pain, and because I do have a bad knee, an arthritic knee also. And I did make the mistake of going on a fishing trip the same evening in San Diego. That was a mistake, but I walked about a quarter of a mile with all the gear from my car to the boat.
All the gears?
And when I was on the boat, it was very rough. It was very hard to stand up, balance and stuff, because a lot of people didn't even fish. But I fished, and of course I overdid myself as far as muscular, stretching my muscles and stuff that I haven't used in a couple of years.
Wow.
Because I was immobile almost.
Yes.
And, but when I got off the boat, even though I had muscle pain, which is different from that pain on my legs.
Wow.
I was able to go to the car about a quarter mile away, get the, ice chest, bring it back, fill it up with fish, and go back again to the car, and didn't have to stop. Yeah, I got a burning sensation in my calves and stuff, but that's normal.
Albert, how long have you had this problem for?
Long have I had the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Before you came to see us.
A good solid 2 years. I had 3 epidurals where they knock you out and...
They didn't need to knock you out.
Big needle and stuff, and that didn't do any good. That was last year, and I just about gave up. And I'm here at Lawrence Welk today.
Wow!
And I can walk up that hill to the restaurant. We're going to the restaurant in a few minutes on the bus, and I told him I can walk up there.
Listen, Albert.
I have a muscle pain, but that's from overdoing it the other day. I know
and
what that
you've
is.
Had,
I can tell the difference.
You've had how many treatments with Dr. Tong now?
One.
What?
One treatment.
Listen, Albert, I got to say this word, amazing, okay?
I think even Dr. Tong is amazed with the results.
Well, you know why?
But I'm walking around here talking to you now, and I have
fantastic.
Absolutely no pain, except I do have some pain, but I can tell the difference right. between, you know, like tendons stretched and
right.
muscles. It's
Plus,
a muscle
you overdid pain. It. You overdid it so much
I,
after the first
yeah,
treatment.
I did overdo it. I also fell on the boat. It was so slippery. I had
yes.
a fish on it, and Easy. I went down on my back and hurt my tailbone.
Gee,
so,
I think
you know, but I didn't lose the fish, though. The fish.
Ah, that's good.
I hung on to the fish.
I would say this is incredible. Usually, after one treatment, and you overdo something like this, you would pay for the price
yeah.
for most people.
You get a setback.
Okay.
Well, I'm walking around now, and I can walk with absolutely
Great.
No pain. I'm walking now.
And how young are you?
I can't believe it, because I thought, well, I thought, be honest with you, I thought this was, you know, maybe a little on the quackery side. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Everyone
you know?
Thinks that.
But,
yes.
But then I say to myself, look, I took my daughter had cancer. I took her to Mexico.
Yes.
And that's 3.5 years ago. She's fine. And the so-called quack treated her in Mexico. And in fact, he's on the quack list.
Yes.
But now, I won't discard anything anymore. I'll listen to anybody now.
No, listen
I mean,
to anybody. You
to
listen
me.
To you listen to anyone with some kind of common sense
yes.
and logic.
Yeah, whatever's
okay?
logical, whatever seems
the
natural.
Real
but,
facts.
But what you told me, doctor, makes sense.
Exactly. I'll tell the audience what I told you, okay? But the real cracks, okay, I hate to say this, are the people who continue to believe in putting toxin in the body and help the body,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Oh,
so
I
you
believe
cannot
it. I believe it.
You cannot listen to anybody.
Were you on medication before, Albert?
Oh, all kinds of, yeah. Well, Bextra, Celebrex, all those Viox.
Mm-hmm.
All those anti-inflammatory
and
drugs
did those help at all?
I had blood in my urine because it didn't agree with me, and they caused my stomach to bleed.
Mm.
And so there was blood in my urine and
from the drugs, right?
Right, yeah, from the anti-inflammatories.
Mm-hmm.
You know all that stuff, and it's no good for you.
And the past 2 years, you've been pretty much immobile. Then is that
in
what
2 years,
you said?
2 years, you could say I was a half invalid.
Oh my goodness. And how young are you? How young are you, Albert?
Pardon?
How young are you?
Oh, I'm 75.
Oh, 75 years young. That's very
young.
Yes.
That's pretty old, but still.
No,
it's not.
Believe me, the way
I'm not ready to check out yet.
No. You don't
the way you
like
describe
I've been checking out everybody on my block, though.
Yeah. The way you describe your fishing trip and your enjoying life in the weekend in Lawrence Welk and walking and able to stay pretty good in the fish boat, you are not old.
Mm-hmm. After one treatment, too. This is
I got
amazing.
Very young ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me
explain
a
little bit.
I just got to thank somebody that I happened to listen to you on the radio and I was so desperate. I said, well, I'm going to try this guy. He sounds too good to be true, but, you know, I'm going to try it. And
all those people listening out there, okay, Albert is a true case. And to me, you are a true case. I did not pay you to or get you.
Oh, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
No.
Just like all the 3 years that we've been doing every Saturday.
This is honest testimonial. I'm very happy to give you a testimonial like this. This is from me.
Mm.
Great, yeah.
Voluntarily, believe me. In
okay.
fact, I talked to a couple of people on the bus today, and I tried to convince them to go see you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that'd be a good thing for them to do. But
you
let
know,
me just explain a little bit to
you. People don't believe me, though, you know?
It's hard to believe.
I'm here with a lady friend. I'm walking around. She said, I can't believe it.
Yes. How about the people that who knows that you could not walk for the last 2 years? How about those people?
Well, she couldn't believe it that she was walking next to her.
Okay, yeah. Well, let me summarize a little bit on his condition, because
mm-hmm.
you throw in a lot of medical terms like stenosis.
Mm-hmm.
Stenosis, what does that mean, Elaine?
That's narrowing of the vertebrae.
Yeah, stenosis means narrowing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Spinal stenosis.
Oh, yeah, steroids. And when they gave me
epidurals.
Epidurals, they had to have an anesthesiologist there that knocked
yes.
me out.
Yes.
It was like a regular operating room.
Right.
And they had to have a guy to read the what is it, that graph, that scope or something, because they to see where the needle goes.
Mm-hmm. Like a myelogram. You know,
yes, that's right.
And then
they had to have, and then the doctor that administered it. You had to have all those things.
So what happens when it narrows, Dr. Tong?
Okay, let me explain all the mumbo jumbo first, okay? Right. First of all,
and I have all those people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to me now, okay? So that I can teach you a little bit about how wasteful, how incredibly wrong is the conventional treatment I used to give epidurals, but very short time, that like 15, 18 years ago, I always provide some relief when you do the epidural right, but it never lasts.
Mm-hmm.
You had to clear the meridians,
mm-hmm.
the mind-body blockage. When I realized that, I don't do it anymore. I did not need any fluoroscope, like using X-ray and show up and all these things. You don't need that. And you do not need to be put out to do an epidural. Epidural is totally painless.
Mm-hmm.
You just numb the track.
Another thing I don't mm-hmm. understand, though.
Okay.
what's a mystery to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a mystery to you, okay?
I had the pain on both sides. But you asked me which side was worse, and I told you right side.
Mm-hmm.
And you only treated one side.
Yes.
But both sides are better.
Foot up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it helped the other side too.
Of course.
You know why? I know my first treatment, we gave you a total tune up. Your heart, lung, liver. I treated Albert.
Mm-hmm.
I did not just
not
treat
just
your spinal
pain.
Stenosis
mm-hmm.
or your kidney. You know, I treated Albert.
That's what you were saying.
From
but
top
it also
to bottom.
Treats both sides, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I told you? Okay. Spinal stenosis is a narrowing of the spinal canal. That means the spinal cord is being compressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So logically, everybody would think that is the cause of the pain.
Right.
I assure you, I say over and over before I ever treat the treatment, I say they have nothing, your disc have nothing to do with your pain. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know that's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said. And right after the treatment, okay, if you take a MRI, an X-ray right now,
there will still be stenosis.
It will not change.
And it'll still be hanging.
You will still have stenosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you have no pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the best proof, and I just don't have one case of Albert. I have thousands and thousands of cases that prove that. Okay. You have this. You have bone spurs. You have spinal stenosis. Those are not the cause of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a whole bunch of doctors involved and anesthesiologists to put you to sleep, and another surgeon put in an epidural, and another radiologist to look under a lot of X-ray to see where you are. It's just a bunch of too much stuff, too expensive, and does nothing.
A lot of it is superfluous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. superfluous. Right? Mm-hmm. And look at what I did in 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. No, 15, 20 minutes. Okay, I completely clear your pain and also balance your system.
Mm-hmm.
Then I teach you. Okay, now this is something that you, while you're on vacation, there'll be a lot of good food, quote unquote good food. Okay, the good food you can eat, but you need to learn how to balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I forgot. Whether you are too hot or too cold, and most people are too hot,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you stay away from the hot, spicy food, the greasy and sweet food, okay? That is your job, because I know that you don't have too much stress.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not the cause of your
no,
blockage.
No, I don't have any stress.
Right. It's the food.
I don't even have a wife to bug me.
Yeah, that's exactly why you heal so fast. Okay.
Well, Albert, thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully
okay,
we can have you on again. Have a great weekend.
I'll see you Thursday, Doc.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.
Come back Thursday.
Okay.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Albert. He's been suffering from spinal stenosis for the past 2 years and pretty much immobile. After one treatment, he went fishing and overdid it, and he's still walking around with no pain. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call right now at 1-800-336-2225. That's 1-800-336-2225. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back, so stay tuned. Again, it's 1-800-336-2225.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the Cable Radio Network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
I can't remember names and faces anymore. I lose my keys 4 times a day. The more I have to do, the fuzzier my brain gets. I'm too young for this.
Do you forget a name as soon as you meet someone? Is poor memory blocking your job advancement? Wouldn't it be great to learn and remember almost anything? I'm Dr. Alexander Schaus, and if you answered yes to any of these questions, you need Adult Formula FMB. FMB stands for Feed My Brain, a drug-free dietary supplement that enriches the brain with specific learning nutrients. Adult Formula FMB helps you retain your working memory and starts working to bring back your long-term memory. Imagine being able to remember important dates, names, numbers, and facts again. Try Adult Formula FMB and be prepared to see results.
I'm going to call right now.
800-270-6195. Call now. For Feed My Brain, 800-270-6195, 800-270-6195.
Well, we're back with Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. This is Elaine. We were just speaking with Albert, 75 years young male who has been suffering from spinal stenosis, severe back pain, leg pain for 2 years, to the point where he couldn't even really walk. The day that he came to see Dr. Tong, he could not walk from the parking lot to the elevator without stopping, and he couldn't raise. He had a lot of pain. He couldn't raise him. He couldn't get up from a chair without using his arms. He has had one treatment, and that same day he went fishing, walked a quarter of a mile with all his fishing gear. He slipped on the boat. He walked all the way back with the fish, a quarter of a mile. He overdid it, had some muscle pain, but I mean, he was walking, and he's walking today. He's only had one treatment, which is just, I think even you're amazed.
He's enjoying a vacation in Lawrence Welk, no resort.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so happy with him. I did not expect somebody, mm-hmm. Many times actually, mm-hmm. That happened frequently. But usually, when you overdo,
you'll have a setback. Yeah, but I think with him also, I mean, you can tell by the way he talks.
Yeah.
He's very he doesn't hold things in,
and he
has a very
listen either.
Yeah, but he has a very happy outlook on life, which is
the
sometimes
most important.
More important. It is more important than what you eat, I think, because some people who have a good outlook in life, they don't eat well, but they don't get sick very often because they know how to deal with the pressures of life, and they know what's important, like I said, how to prioritize what's important, and the rest is just irrelevant, you know. And I think that's, I mean, he has, you can tell by his voice, he has a very...
Why do you think you got a good outlook, then you can eat junk food?
Well, that's kind of my excuse.
Remember, there's a new study saying that eating dark chocolate,
mm-hmm.
okay, may lower your blood pressure. Study says... Okay.
Versus the white chocolate, right?
This study is from where? Let me see. I saw this from a register.
They published
German
it in JAMA.
JAMA. Clinical Foundation in New Orleans. Some kind of study. So you can eat dark. Is that right or not right? Let me ask you. Eating dark chocolate, is that good or
versus
not?
Versus white chocolate or just in general? Chocolate.
Well, okay, it's the study. What they say is okay or not okay.
Well, I think as far as studies are concerned, they're going to prove and disprove different things because...
That's right. You can never trust a study.
Right.
They only look at one aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, what's good about chocolate and what's bad about chocolate later. Yes.
Yeah, because I know chocolate also tends to decrease the mucus. If you're going to talk about in a medical term, they will decrease the mucus in your stomach, which is not good because it kind of eats away at the lining. Mm. They say it is a risk factor actually for like GERD and esophageal cancer. Chocolate's one of them along with alcohol, caffeine, smoking.
Chocolate is an aphrodisiac. Yeah.
So but that's a good part.
That's a good part. And it gives you energy. You said very yang, okay?
But too much is not good either because it'll give you too much heat and constipation. Is that correct?
Well, it's not, yeah. Give you too much heat and constipation, okay? Mm-hmm. The bad part is all the thing that
they
comes along
it.
With chocolate candy.
It's
that's the part, okay? Mm-hmm. So these people. I don't know what kind of
kind of chocolate did they use? Yeah. I mean, if you use the true chocolate without the sweets, it's not going to taste that good, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. So you want to eat dark chocolate candy, eat Paul Newman's. Or you'll read about how much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Should be like 15 gram or less per serving.
Mm-hmm.
Would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, you eat all the sugar, you'll create all the phlegm.
Phlegm and damp,
yeah,
which is a huge problem in the States.
Which is a real problem. Mm-hmm. And then you should read about the candy. The more chemical name you see, the worse that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
If you use very organic stuff and two or three ingredients, okay, then it may be very beneficial, and you don't overeat.
Right, right. Okay, well, that's another thing is people tend to overdo it. I mean, there's the binge eating in the States is just, it's outrageous. I mean, that's
why do you think people binge?
I think it's an emotional thing.
Absolutely. Only when they are stressed out.
They're stressed out. Yeah, I mean, because I do it too.
When they don't feel good, okay?
Then
guilty. You want that 5 to 10 minutes of feeling good, the taste.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the taste goes over, you got the same problem again. So people like Albert, people that are optimistic and feeling good all the time, you don't need that cigarette. You don't need that chocolate. You don't need that sweet, okay? It's much easier to control.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're balanced, you simply do not crave that.
Right.
The reason why you crave chocolate is because people eat too much candy with refined sugar.
Mm-hmm. And the more you eat, the more you feel you need it. Because you're depleting your natural B complex. And so you feel like you need to eat more.
Because, when the culprit of nutrition in modern society is processing and refining of food. Okay, they took out all the good stuff, the minerals, the B complexes. Okay, they take those out and come up with only white sugar, sucrose. So whenever you take sucrose from cake, from candy, from ice cream, you will have to your body to supply the thing that is processed out.
And so then you deplete your own body, and then you feel like you need even more.
Then your body's intelligence system, the vibrational system, the chi system. Okay, feel the vibration of food. That's how insects. Select the food. They feel the vibration that they need.
Because they can't see it.
They cannot see it. They cannot taste. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They go for what things will make them survive the best. Dumb human go by their mouth. Their mouth control them. The taste control what they eat. Okay. So when you when your vibration says tell you you need sweet, wholesome sweet because you are lacking all the minerals from eating too much refined sugar, then you crave for sweet, but all you get is phony sweet, which will deplete your mineral more, and that's why you crave.
Right.
So when we balance your spleen system, and then give you the food supplement to supply the thing that you're missing.
You don't crave the sweet.
And you don't crave the sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. We're open till 2 p.m. Pacific time. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. 8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
The best value are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Now that fall traffic season is in full swing and the roads are a little more crowded, that's not just hard on you, but also on your car. The Penny Saver, California's best read publication, reaching more homes than the top 10 newspapers in California combined, can help. Look into Penny Saver for great local values on auto services featuring everything from insurance to oil changes, tires to smog checks, and tune-ups to transmissions. It's all in the Penny Saver. And if it's time for a new or pre-owned car, there's no better place to buy or sell than Penny Saver's Car Mart section. The Penny Saver, where the best values are just around the corner, and PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. Our first half hour, we had a guest on our show, Albert, who is 75 years young, who suffered from spinal stenosis, severe back and leg pain for 2 years, to the point where he could not walk. And he came to the office Wednesday for a treatment, and he couldn't even walk from the parking lot to the elevator without stopping because he was in so much pain. And he couldn't even
bring himself up from a chair without using his arms. Well, he has had one treatment from Dr. Tong on Wednesday. That very same day, he went fishing. He went on a fishing trip, walked a quarter of a mile with all his fishing gear, walked back a quarter of a mile. He slipped on the boat, and his pain...
He adjusted himself on the boat with all the wave and stuff like this.
And his pain is nothing compared to what it was before the treatment. Now he's on a vacation. He's doing so much better after one treatment. And
he walked uphill in the Lawrence Well the resort. And right after the treatment, he had no pain. He was able to get up without pushing and walk and without any pain. He couldn't believe it. He said he was very skeptical. He said my kind of treatment before was like half quack.
Well, a lot of people think of it that way because they don't, whatever they don't understand, whatever people don't understand, they're going to call it quack or you know, some kind of mysticism.
Especially when you keep on throwing stories like this.
Right, and they're going to think, yes, it's, you know, it's not.
Fortunately, okay, all our story have been told by the person, first-handed patient. Mm-hmm. They shared, and not just one time. Mm-hmm. For the past 3 years, every Saturday, almost every Saturday, we have people that... share story, and the next story I thought is going to be, incredible, but Albert's story is incredible enough, even for me.
Right. And one more thing before we get started. Next week, for our CRN listeners, we'll be airing at 3 p.m. Pacific time. KPLS will still be airing live at 11:30. So just to let you know.
The reason is because of the football game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always get bumped.
We always get preempted for the football game.
Yeah, so football is more important than health to most Americans. That's why we are fat, we are sick, you know. But in any case, okay, we'll advise you to tune into KPLS AM station at 11:30.
AM 8:30.
Yeah, 11:30 to 12 next week
will
still
be
live.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call in
for questions
mm-hmm. and join the guests and the live part, the second half. Yes.
Okay. Now let's get to Vicky.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome
to our
show.
Vicky. Thank you.
Vicki, can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from California, and I'm a registered nurse.
Okay.
Yes. Well, let me tell you a little bit about how I heard from Vicki. Vicki called me on the phone, and the thing that really struck me was that she told me that she was going to buy a gun and kill herself. And she did not tell anybody that before. I told her, no, please don't. Give me at least one or two chances, okay, to show you that your problem can be cured, and most likely you'll feel better the first time. Vicky, you have your radio on?
No.
Oh, we got a little echo. Yeah. But anyway, okay, can you summarize to us what were your problem that make you so desperate before you came to see me?
It started with severe sinus problems and progressed to a Bell's palsy and trigeminal neuralgia. And a year ago, my eyes and my muscles and my body just stopped working. I couldn't see and I couldn't walk, and I had severe pain in my face and head, and all of my workups, my MRIs and my CT scans and my labs and X-rays, everything was negative.
Normal, right?
So-called normal. Yes, and I was sent home in a wheelchair after 8 days.
Exactly. And they can say that how come everything can be normal and you're in a wheelchair? Either you're faking it or it's real, but
no.
It can't be that real, right? Yeah.
So you were in a wheelchair, you couldn't move with, you couldn't walk?
Not unassisted.
Okay.
No, I need, my family helped me to just do the, just to stay clean and eat because I couldn't find the food with my hands.
When were your problem first started? Not a year.
Oh, no. About 25 years ago, with the sinus problems that progressed to a trigeminal neuralgia and Bell's palsy in the right side of my face. After that, for about 5 years intermittently, and then progressed to what happened about a year ago when I just basically, my body just quit functioning, quit working right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really not given any hope. The pain was so severe, and no one could help me.
So even any sensation, if anyone touched your face, was the pain severe? I mean, was it?
It like if a wind, a breeze was on it.
Which is like trigeminal neuralgia.
And you also told me that you could not control your eyes.
No, I had a nystagmus in the right eye. That's the lateral movement in the socket moving back and forth, and my left eye was partially paralyzed in the upward gaze, and I had double vision, and terrible pain in my eyes, and it was just so bad that I couldn't really work well. I would compromise patients, and I couldn't drive well, and I had, you know, along with it, surely after a year of pain and waiting for it to improve to at least, you know, to where it was tolerable,
yeah.
Your thoughts would become rather quite dark and unhappy, a lot of despair. And Dr. Tong restored my vision in one treatment.
Yeah, she was another story.
So you had double vision, so you couldn't drive either then, is that correct?
I trained my, I didn't really drive too much now.
But it's
back to where I worked, as a matter of fact, I was able to work and walk, not bump into walls. I can read.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And the pain in my eyes is gone, and my family can see the difference, and so could my boss.
And your face looks so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, your face looks so much better the first time. First time, you look very, very ill.
And this was after one treatment?
Yes, one treatment.
No, you had two treatments so far.
Yes, but the first treatment, during the treatment, I was looking at Dr. Tong, and all of a sudden, my left eye was stuck. I said, it moved, and it did. I said, my eye's moving. And
yes.
Dr. Tong said, can you tolerate more of the treatments? I said, yes. And he said, okay, I'm going to keep looking on your eyes. And fair enough, they were working and tracking together.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah.
We took things for granted. Okay, we took health, everything for granted until we lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see suddenly how precious every health is.
So you were working this past year, and you weren't, or you couldn't
intermittently,
work?
Intermittently, as I could, because of the... I did have the ataxia and double vision.
Uh-huh.
Also ataxia?
Really struggle.
Ah, yeah. Ataxia means that you have balance problem. That's a whole bunch of medical term. Bell's palsy means that your face is like half paralyzed, and you have a droopy face and
like
numb faces. Okay, you can
problems.
Call that Bell's palsy, and then you can call it trigeminal neuralgia, which means that there's three nerves on the occipital, maxillary, and the third branch. You got three branches.
Trigeminal nerve has three branches.
There is another name for it. Okay, why not just call it eye pain? Then you call it astigmatism, okay? The eye kind of move around all the time. Paralysis of the eye muscle in another eye. I think problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you
terrible.
Learn in med school. It's like the specific, physical cause of the symptom.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So can you explain, Dr. Tong, what is the eastern cause of her symptoms?
Okay.
Actually,
so,
I could probably
explain it. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you explain it first, and then I'll add on to it. But in any case, Vicky is an RN.
Mm-hmm.
And now that after you gone through 25 years of sinus problem, Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, and then the last year, you have a lot of experience with the Western medical profession who did a whole bunch of tests.
They're all normal.
And all the tests were supposed to be normal. Then how can you be feeling so bad? To the point that you even think about ending your life.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Okay? Now, the audience understand why the last 20 years I have not done one single test.
Mm-hmm.
Which when the California Medical Board sent two people to check on me 2-3 years ago to check on my claim that everything can be cured because they saw that on my website. I just straight tell them that these two persons are very, very nice, but they were kind of concerned that how can I treat people without
knowing.
Well,
they're concerned that you are being fraudulent. Probably.
Yeah, but then in the same day, I have a patient that had severe heartburn that slowly itched up until to the neck, the area that she couldn't swallow.
Mm-hmm.
All she did for years was drinking loose rice syrup.
Mm-hmm. That's not fun.
And a whole bunch of pain pills. So in front of these two staff, I told Andrea, I say, well, your problem can be cured. And most likely you'll feel better today. I don't make any guarantees, okay? But most likely you'll make better today. And eventually, after a few weeks of treatment, I will say that your symptom will go away, no more drugs, and no more symptoms. You can eat like a normal person.
Pretty much, I mean, that's what happened.
After four treatments, she was on my show. So go back to our drtong.com, under radio show, under heartburn, the name of Andrea. You can listen to her story. And she has been well for the last couple of years with no medication, eating like a normal person. Mm-hmm. That's why I claim everything can be cured.
Mm-hmm. But it takes the part of the patient, too, as well.
Exactly.
I think going back to Vicky's problem.
Yeah, so doing all the tests,
right.
You just find out more in a microscopic level.
Right, but it doesn't
what are the symptoms?
Right, but it doesn't get to the problem. It doesn't fix the problem. It just tells you what you may have. But then sometimes it'll be a normal test anyway, even though you're feeling so horrible. Which
and sometimes you have lousy tests. Okay? Mm-hmm. You have no symptom. Like people with scoliosis, a lot of arthritis, a lot of disc. And most of the time, they don't have any problem until they get in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Then the orthopedic surgeon will take an x-ray and say, wow, you have this disc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is the cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They did not, he or she would never ask, did you ever have pain? Because those changes are old. They are mm-hmm. not 1 week old.
Right,
okay,
right, right,
they are
right,
like
right.
10, 15 years
right.
old. And
right.
how come this person never had any
right.
pain
and it was just
the week before?
They have a car accident. That's
the
like
car
the
accident.
Stressor that causes it.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with the channels,
right, and
the chi,
there's an imbalance, right, and that's usually caused by eating wrong, stress in your life, trauma, like accidents.
Okay, what do you think is wrong with Vicky in this time?
Well, Vicky, eye pain, the eye is related to the liver.
Yes.
Plus she has does she have tremors? No. But well,
trigeminal neuralgia, the facial pain. Yes.
It seems like a liver problem to me. She probably has a lot of frustration and
yes.
stress.
Frustration and stress mm-hmm. and worry because the face has to do with the stomach channels. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Vicky did have a lot of stress prior to the year ago, correct?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
You are free to share some of this stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it not only affected you, okay, but also affected your kids,
yes.
okay? And I told you that I can
yes.
similarly, no, cure your kids. I mean, make your kids feel so much better with just one treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
yeah.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, see, remember before I even treated you, I said most likely you'll feel the improvement mm-hmm. today, and the
yeah.
eye pain should be a lot better. But I also say that I am going to make you happy.
Yes.
I repeat
yes.
saying that.
Work.
Okay?
So Dr. Tong has, and he doesn't judge people. He has no judgments that are, you know, that doesn't impor, you know, he doesn't make you feel bad about
mm-hmm.
what's happened to you.
Yes.
He just understands, and it's almost like he already knows before you even say anything.
I know because I listen to your story.
Mm-hmm.
I check your tongue and listen to the story and listen to history.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really listen to what is really bugging you.
History is important, not the physical history, but
yeah.
emotional history, I think, is even
you don't,
more important.
You don't need to do all these mumbo-jumbo lab tests that wasted so much money.
Yeah, and I think a lot of doctors lose sight of how important it is to get to know the patient and what they've been going through because that affects your physical well-being so much. I mean,
yeah, here's a fact, okay? Your symptoms is caused by mind-body blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit and mind unable to occupy and control the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why your body feels the symptoms, okay? But what causes a mind-body blockage is what you do wrong in life.
Mm-hmm.
So the patient caused the problem, okay? So that's why you need to find out what was happening in the life. What were they eating? What
mm-hmm.
what kind of stress they had in the life? So I find out, take that all out, okay? And find out, are they too sad, are too worried, too frustrated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you're absolutely right. The liver, you know, frustration, anger.
Of course I'm right.
Worry, okay? Well, you listen to me enough, okay? So
whatever.
Enough, yeah. But anyway, okay, so after you clear the liver energy, which controls the circulation in the eye, and that's why your eye feels immediately better and you were able to move your eye muscles.
Vicky, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You have any question you want to ask us or share?
I just want to thank you for what you've done for me and my family as well. Thank you. We're all very happy, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Thank you so much. In fact, why don't you stay on the line? Because I want to talk. Remember, I told you that your karma is coming to an end. Let's talk about that.
We're going to take a couple minutes, so stay on the line.
Stay on the line, okay? Yeah, stay on the line, okay?
Give us a call at 1-800-336-2225 if you have any questions or comments, or give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're here till 2 p.m. Pacific. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Call us if you have questions, 800-336-2225. We're going to take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
I'm so embarrassed about my red flaky skin, I don't even want my husband to hug me.
A pool party? You've got to be kidding. My eczema has my social life limited to dark places where I can wear long sleeves.
My skin condition really affected my confidence. I was even reluctant to go on job interviews.
Are you more than a psoriasis, eczema, seborrheic dermatitis sufferer? Are you a victim? If your skin controls your life and you're ready to do something about it, Sorex is made for you. Sorex delivers affordable, over-the-counter relief from itching, scaling, and irritation, and it delivers that relief in seconds. The FDA-approved ingredients in Sorex's patented formula are physician and pharmacist recommended and work fast to make you look better and feel better. So accept that invitation to the party, give your loved one a big hug, and go after that job with confidence. The confidence that comes from clear skin and Sorex.
Call 800-303-5612. That's 800-303-5612. Call now for Sorex, 800-303-5612.
Welcome back to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. We still have
Vicky on the line. Okay, I want to talk about karma, but let's talk to a couple of callers first, and then maybe I can also answer the question at the same time.
Okay, let's get Dawn from Huntington Beach. Okay, let's get to Pat then. Pat from Riverside County?
Oh, hello, doctor.
Hello, who's Pat?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. This has taken a lot of guts to call. I've been listening to you for...
I won't eat you, so don't worry, okay? I can't. I'm over here.
How long have you been listening for, Pat?
Oh, Lord. About 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So what's wrong with
you? Well, thank you
Why
for calling.
Take so
we feel
long
so
to call.
Privileged.
Well, I didn't know if you could help me. Everybody seems to have pain, and...
So what's bothering you?
At any rate, about 6 years ago, I had a stroke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank God I can still walk and talk, but nothing connects upstairs. I mean, in my head, nothing works.
Yes.
And I take so many pills, I should be a pharmacy.
how
you
young
buy the stock in the drug company.
How young are you, Pat?
I'm 58, going on 1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
You're very young.
Listen, I'm trying to cut this short, okay?
Okay.
I can help you with no question, okay?
For sure.
I cannot make any guarantees. I tell you this, I can help you more than any other person I know in the medical history, medical profession. Not being arrogant, okay?
Right.
You just check it out, okay? Go to my website and listen to all my radio show for the last 3 years, and go to New England Journal, JAMA, or any place. See if any other doctor can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I know they can, okay? Because they have to know that the healing part of you come from your mind and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And learn how to balance, adjust, and manipulate all those energy.
Mm-hmm.
The energy that and live in your heart, lung, liver, kidney, spleen.
Yeah.
And those energies what open up circulation. You have a block caused by stress, caused by caused by food. When
and
you come and tell
by
me,
but poison the well, drugs.
Yeah,
that are,
the,
you know,
the,
I mean,
the drugs are poison and the poison in the food. Okay.
You made a comment, Pat, that your brain is not working. Is that right? It's like you can't think straight. Is that what it is?
Yes, Elaine. Nothing connects.
You feel cloudy and
all the time. It's amazing. I'm surprising I can get around anymore by myself.
Because Pat, your spirit is not in that physical
it's
body.
It's disconnected with your body, and
that's
you don't
right.
feel like
not
yourself,
totally.
You know?
Okay, I can fix you and get you back in the spirit, much like Vicky. Vicky, you know, her
when
spirit.
When your spirit is disconnected, you
want to
do things that you normally wouldn't do, such
like
as buy a gun and shoot yourself. You wouldn't normally do that to yourself.
The worst part is, like, we all know about Andrea Yates, the lady who really loved her kids, because she homeschooled 5 kids. That takes a lot of love, takes a lot of patience, okay?
I mean, she was on like 4 times the dosage of haloperidol. It
she was
ridiculous.
On 4 different antipsychotic drugs, and some of them 3 or 4 times the safety dose,
The
drug separated her spirit, the true Andrea, into the body. But nobody knows and nobody cares. Okay?
Do you have our number, Pat?
Yes.
Make an appointment, okay?
Yes, I mean, you're young.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
really young.
You make an appointment, and I can tell you, in a few treatments, you'll be a guest. Instead of calling in, you'll be sharing your story.
And you won't even be scared to talk. You'll be happy. You will want to share your story.
I don't look scary.
Oh.
Okay, Pat?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling us. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Is Vicky still there?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
Vicky. Okay, I want to talk about karma, because, you know, many, many people will say, well, I have 3 treatments. This is one patient told me, I have 3 treatments from you already, okay? How come I don't get all cured, like all the story I heard from the story? And he has 3 treatments, 1 treatment a month in a 3-month period. And I forgot how long, you know, years, maybe 5, 6, 7 years, okay? So sometimes use some logic. If you have been sick for such a long time, okay, you'll take a little time to get yourself cured, okay? But the question is, how come some people, 1 or 2 treatments, like pretty much like Albert, okay, he doesn't need too much treatment anymore. And so do you, Vicky, I tell you why you don't need so many treatment anymore. But other people will need a lot more treatment, and I tell you why when we identify, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're almost running out of time, actually. Just to remind you guys that next week we'll be on at 3 p.m. Pacific for CRN, but we will still be airing on KPLS at 11:30 a.m. live. But if you want to hear the first part of our show, it will be aired on CRN at 3 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah. Maybe next Saturday you have time. You can come back and share. Why do you think that I was right, that your karma is coming to the end? There are so many, many incidences that you're sharing with me, but we don't have time.
Vicky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. We're here until 2 p.m. Pacific. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time on CRN and 11:30 a.m. on KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.